Our first pillar that we're going to go through is fun. So many people don't do it. It's shocking to me. When I give them this assessment, which I'm going to share with you in a bit, a lot of them just like, they take forever to do it. I can give them a 14-page thyroid assessment and they'll fill it out in no time. When I give them the fun piece, they're like, eh. Why is it so difficult to have fun? Well, I think that we don't value it as a society, like hardworking. This person's a hardworking. We don't say this person's so successful because they're fun-loving. We say this person's so successful because they're hardworking. And I think that's a mistake because a lack of fun is a problem in people's lives. It creates a relaxed and receptive state, right? So what does that do? It decreases stress, helps with cortisol levels. It activates calming neurotransmitters, you know, the GABA and serotonin and dopamine instead of the excitatory ones, the glutamate and all that. It actually activates the immune system. And I've got a paper that I'm going to share with you in a moment that goes through a lot of the science behind this. Activates the immune system, feeds the beneficial gut flora. How does it do that? Well, you're in this state of parasympathetic and feeling good and enjoying yourself, and the good bacteria flourish. When there's a lot of stress in the body, the good bacteria get out of balance. So what do we do? So that's the benefits of fun. What do we do about this? How do we get people to have more fun? So the way I do it is I have them make a list of fun activities, and then I have them schedule fun on the calendar, even if it's only 5 minutes a day. They actually have a fun break, even if it's only 5 minutes, and there's all kinds of things I'll share with you that you can teach them to do so that they can actually make this work. Take regular fun breaks and vacations. Okay. So in addition to the 5 minutes a day, how can you get them to have longer breaks? How can you look at their calendar with them and help them to plan for this? Because so many people are so caught up in the doing and the taking care of everybody else that they don't actually schedule time to take breaks and have fun. And even when they're on vacation, a lot of times they don't because they're push on themselves. This is my fun inventory. Now, my experience with giving this to people is that a lot of times they balk at it. They go, I don't have time. I don't remember what's fun. I haven't had fun in a long time. I still encourage them to do it. Maybe you do it one-on-one with them and help them fill it out. Maybe you create a group call with a bunch of your clients and you say, hey, I've got this activity. We're all going to do it because I think it's really important. And you take them through it, and then you answer their questions. But they got to be motivated to do it. So what are some of the activities? And you say, dig back in your memory banks. If you haven't been having fun lately, dig back. What do you enjoy? Do you enjoy horseback riding, coloring, drawing, doing crossword puzzles? Like, go back into your kidhood and say, do I still like that? Oh, yeah, I do. I haven't done it in a long time. Right? Hiking, walking in nature, bike riding. I like running. Most people don't think of that as a fun activity, but I do, especially if they're going on a nice trail. Right? Cooking, making food. I love that. That's fun for me. You know, if I have time off, I'm like, oh, I'm going to the kitchen and make food. So what is it they like? Knitting, crocheting, skiing? Get them to think. There's 20 on the page. I just showed you this. And this is on, it's right on the page on the site. So you can go through and download it. Why do I love it? And this is the part people get like, why do I love it? I don't know. Why do I love it? Why do I love running? Because I get to be outdoors and I love being outdoors. I just feel good. I feel inspired when I finish. Why do I love knitting? Oh, because it keeps my hands busy. It's mindless. And I get to create these beautiful things. Why do I love skiing? Oh, it's the exhilaration. I can actually be out in the cold, which I generally don't like. But I'm out in the cold and I'm just like, I don't care that my face is cold, like covered up with a scarf, and it's just the exhilaration and it just feels good. And then you have them fill out the time it takes, right? So if they want to knit, they can literally do it in anywhere from 5 minutes to hours. If they want to do a crossword puzzle, again, they could do it in anywhere from 5 minutes to several hours. Skiing, it's going to take days unless you live right on a ski slope. And if it doesn't, if you live on the ski slope, it's going to be a day-long thing. Right? So it's not something you fit into your work day, right? Hiking, Well, hiking's going to take a little longer. You got to put on the hiking boots, got to put on the clothes, or just even if it's just walking on a nice trail like in my neighborhood. But for me, if I want to go hiking on my trail, I either have to get in the car and drive to it. It's a mile and a half. Or what I prefer to do and usually do is I run to it and then I get on the trail and then I run back. So, you know, we're talking a good hour to an hour and a half commitment for doing that. So have them think about what time it takes. And the reason that we're asking them to think about how much time it takes is so that they can figure out where they can schedule it into their days. How often would you like to do it? So I usually have them pick the top three to start. Pick the top three that you're not doing currently that you want to do, or you are doing currently, but maybe not on a regular basis. Circle them. And in the column where it says how often I'd like to do it, then I have them write in. If I say running, I want to go out running on the trail. I want to do that 4 times a week. Great, 4 times a week. How often do I want to knit? Well, I don't want to do it every day, but maybe I want to do it every other day. So maybe 3 times a week. And they write that down. They be realistic about it. They also tune into what they feel like. Tune into their heart. Tune into what their heart's telling them, not what's practical. How often I'd like. You may not be able to do it as many times as you'd like because of other commitments, but how often is ideal? And then how often are they going to commit to? And this is where you're getting accountability going. You say, okay, you'd like to do it 3 times a week. It takes about, like say it's running, it takes about 45 minutes. All right, how often do you commit to doing? And you help them to be realistic so they can make their commitment. Maybe the first week it's 1. Maybe then it's 2. Maybe then it's 3. And you revisit this. Like when you have them come for the next visit, you say, oh, how are you doing on your fun thing? Like check in on all the pillars or anytime you've given them activities to do. Check in on it. So I highly encourage you as a practitioner, before you start to use this on them, sit down with this, commit to some time to sit with this page and do it. Okay? It's just amazing because it gets you into, yeah, I did lose to like that. Oh, wow, I really want to do it. And the more fun they have and the more fun you have on a daily basis, the better you're going to be able to do your work. So the better practitioner you're going to be, the more you incorporate some of this fun in your life because you have the time to just get into the clear space, get into your creative mode, and the more they're going to create an environment for healing. Super important. This is the paper I was telling you about, Fun as an Antidote to Stress. There's a link there, and it's a whole bunch of things and a whole bunch of like things you're going to hear from your clients, and it's about a 6-page document. Read it. Read it. Highlight the things that make sense to you. Highlight quotes and come up with your own way of explaining this to people. It's super important. I really think. Here's the thing. When I did the assessment at my Spring into Vitality conference a couple of years ago, and I had people do the assessments, the pillars assessment, and I said, okay, we're going to see what the distribution of the various stressors are. And I was expecting the diet and the fitness to be at the top. And I took a poll of the audience, and the one that most people had most compromised was fun. And I was like, guys, it's fun. It's not like you have to change your diet or go to the gym or do anything different. It's just fun. Let's do it. And then we gave them the form that they could fill out so they could figure out what they need to do. It's just so easy and important. So easy. 5 minutes a day. Make sure they've scheduled it. I always tell people, schedule the time you want to do something. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15. Start small so it's doable. And then put it on your calendar. And that way, if you get to another thing comes up, you go, okay, I can't do that right now. You move it. Don't delete it. Not allowed to delete it. Even if it's 5 minutes before you go to bed, you read a funny book. Watch a little clip of a movie. Watch a couple of YouTube videos that make you laugh. Whatever it takes to get them into that fun mode and whatever it takes to get that commitment, because it's so very important. And you can read more about it. You can read the science for science geeks. Here's some ideas. What can you do to get this started? So play the appreciation game. And I'll share with you on another page what the details of that. But it's a fun game. Tell them to do stickers to reward themselves. So say you've asked them to increase their greens and every time they increase their greens by a cup, they get a sticker. This is not going to work for everybody, obviously, but I had one client. She's so cute. And she went out and bought all these little animal stickers. That's where I got the idea from. She bought all these little animal stickers. She loves animals. And every time she did something on her checklist of what she wanted to do to improve her health, she gave herself a sticker. She gave herself a sticker. She had so much fun with it. You also get party favors. So when you have a success, you go, woo, blow on the little, you know, those things that the thing comes out and it swirls back in and it makes a noise. Right? Distract yourself from boredom. Distract themselves from boredom. And this goes for you too. The other thing I recommend they can do is have a break every hour. Like set your alarm for every hour that it beeps you. And then you read a joke or watch a quick video. Be silly. So many people are afraid to be silly because seriousness is rewarded. Seriousness is rewarded for, you know, being industrious and ambitious and hardworking. But you don't have to be. You can be very astute and very smart and very successful and incorporate humor. I love to incorporate humor and I love being with people who love to incorporate humor. So help them to do that. This is taken direct copy from the site. So when you go over to the site, you click on the foundations and then you go to pillar. I think it's right now it's listed as pillar 7. It's going to be rearranged and reorganized once it gets moved into this site. Take appreciation breaks. I'd say keep trinkets, photos, etc. Now that's a picture of right above my desk. It looks like a fireplace in the green. It's not actually green, it's a teal. So the lighting wasn't great, but I took a picture and I have all these little things hanging. I have mermaids and butterflies and I have, you know, statues of mermaids and seashells and beautiful things. You can see I like the sea because I've got a lot of mermaids. But you do that. I have a picture of my son. You can see that. And I have little things that hang that are fun. I look up at it. I have an inspirational quote there. You're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. I have that there. And I'm in the middle of a stressful day and I'm going from call to call to call and things are stressful, or I've just had a client and they're complaining and they're struggling. I just take a breath, do a little quick heart math, and look at my stuff. See my son when he was a little four-year-old. See my little fairies and mermaids. See my little bottle that says extra time. Friend gave me time in a bottle. I just look at it and I go, oh, okay. And I get back to my work. It doesn't take long. It doesn't take long. And they can create their own thing with their own special mementos from vacations, gifts from kids, cards, whatever it is. But have it nearby. Take that break and look at it. And that could be their every hour break, right? That could be the thing that they do every hour. Set the alarm and then look up at it. That would be helpful. You know, I set my alarm and at 3 o'clock, I'm going to go, and then go back to work. So it's simple. It's not hard. These things are not hard, but for people to do it tends to be hard. So let's talk about the appreciation game. I love the appreciation game. So you play the game as you move through your day. And you'll feel really uplifted and relaxed and really great when you play the appreciation game. So every time you move to a new location, okay, you get up from your desk or you get out of the kitchen, you move into the bathroom, you're in a new location. You find three things to appreciate there. Yeah, three things to appreciate. I don't know, maybe it's toilet paper. In the ancient days, they didn't have that. You know, maybe it's that you have soap, or maybe you have a beautiful candle in your bathroom, right? Every time, and then you go down to the kitchen, find three things to appreciate there. It could be anything. It could be plants. It could be anything. Pictures of colleagues, pictures of loved ones. Anything you have in that room, but what it does is it focuses the mind on appreciation. Maybe you're stressed. Maybe things aren't going the way you want them that day. And our clients, we know, are in a perpetual state of stress. You know, they're constantly judging themselves, blaming themselves, comparing themselves, and they're in a state of stress, and that's part of what got them there. So this is a way to help people to de-stress in simple, easy to learn ways. Go into that place. It might be that, oh, wow, there's some sunlight filtering through that window. Oh, I love the way the sunlight's filtering through. Oh, there's, look at that tree out there with beautiful leaves. It could be just a piece of furniture. You say, wow, I never noticed. It's just you looking, you're observing. I never noticed how well that furniture was made. You're looking. It's making you get into that mode of observing and looking for things to appreciate. And then the making time. These are things that you need to have them do. It could be just the 5-minute thing, setting the alarm thing. Make time. And it should be every day. Every day. So I repeated some of those things here. So fun. Who likes fun? I think everybody likes fun. So if you incorporate it as part of your routine, rather than a guilt thing, oh, I took a break and I went and put my feet in the tub and smelled lavender. And then you feel guilty about it because maybe you should have been working or you should have been making food for your kids or whatever. It gives people the opportunity to de-stress. And when you prescribe it for someone as part of their health regime, they are most likely going to do it. So that's the end of our fun. And your homework, your job, is to take what you've learned here, go to the module, download the documents, read through, fill out the fun inventory, schedule time for your own fun, and start experimenting with the appreciation game or shelf full of trinkets or other things that you find fun. Some of these may resonate, some of them may not. Same thing with our clients. Some may resonate, some may not. And you may have your own wonderful ideas. Not that you're short of ideas. What it is you're just not taking the time for it. So taking time for fun is an important, imperative part of the health regime. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next pillar.